Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
£0.55 change. Jamie?
Hi.
All right.
Yeah, only I'm not going to make it to yours to watch that DVD. Sorry, Fallon.
Oh.
I'll catch up with you another time.
Well, hold on a sec, Jamie. I'll be right with you, Mr. Harvey. Look, I can't talk now. There's only me and Mum on.
Oh, that's cool. My mum's calling me for lunch anyway.
Oh, no, wait. I'll phone you back when it's quieter, all right?
Well, you sit there, Joe.
Oh, right, car.
Eddie, over here. Oh,
not very much, Robert.
Oh, look, Dad. Proper napkins and everything.
Oh, very nice.
This Sunday lunch.
Oh, yeah. And we're very grateful to Linda for inviting us, what with Clary working today, ain't we, Dad?
Oh, well, we sure are.
Well, unfortunately, Lindy wasn't able to do the lunch today.
Eh?
Oh.
But don't worry, I'm pretty accomplished in the kitchen, now I say it myself.
Oh, good.
Oh, you had us going there a minute, Robert.
Sorry.
Long as it ain't bread and cheese.
And would I be wearing these oven mitts if it was bread and cheese?
No, of course not.
Here, it looks like a boxer with them on.
Yeah. She's had to work unexpectedly. The shifts at Grey Gables are in free fall this week with Roy helping at Lower Loxley.
Oh, well, never mind. All the more grub for a
start.
Yeah, it's a nuisance, this new rota. Lindy will miss the first meeting of Usher's book club on Tuesday night as well, which she's none too happy about. She's read the book and everything.
Book club?
Oh, well, it's just a discussion group with drinks and nibbles.
Oh, nibbles, eh? What's that, bread and cheese?
Very good. Yeah. I'll get the food, shall I? It's keeping warm in the oven.
Oh, great idea.
Oh, yes, please. Your stomach thinks my throat's been cut.
By the way, Eddie, I hear you had a win on the Gee-Gees last week.
I did indeed.
Well done, you.
Oh, yeah, it was a great birthday present.
He's been on a roll ever since, eh?
Right, here we are then. Lunch.
Oh.
Well, what's this then?
Brown rice. And?
Rice?
Oh, don't worry, there's bound to be a nice curry or something to go with it.
Here we are.
Told you that.
Curry for Sunday dinner, that ain't right.
There.
What's it?
Pui lentils.
Pui what?
I opened a small tin, only don't tell Lindy.
Lentils?
Well, rice can be a bit relentless on its own, can't it? However worthy. And it makes a change from bread and cheese every Sunday from now till Easter.
There's nothing wrong with bread and cheese.
No.
Well, tuck in then.
Right. Lovely.
Got any brown sauce?
Come on, Jamie. Change your mind. I'll be all on my own otherwise.
Are you sure?
Mum's going out.
Is she?
Yeah, all evening. And Reese and Clary's running the bar. Go on. It's a really good movie.
Well, okay then. Oh, I'll come round.
Great.
I'd only be in my room, otherwise.
Well, yeah, you and me both. Well, come about 6.
Okay.
Quick, Eddie, yeah, sir.
All right, Dad, all right.
Hi, Eddie, Joe. What can I get you?
Has Frida got any grub left?
Well, I should think so.
Yes.
What would you like?
Oh, 2 portions of pasty and chips at pronto.
Yeah, we're desperate.
Okay.
With lots of sauce and vinegar.
Oh, well, you put that on yourself. Any drinks?
Look, in a minute, yeah. Look, just go and check with Frida, can you? This is an emergency, Fallon.
Right, all right.
Oh, I can still taste that boiled rice.
Don't. Mm. And all that chewing Robert made us do to appreciate it.
Not even the brown sauce give it any flavour.
Oh, we should have guessed the smells were part of this Lent appeal thing.
I had my suspicions when I couldn't smell no roasties cooking.
Mm. Oh, we can't go on like this, Dad. We'll have to work something out for next Sunday. I can't stand another working week without a decent Sunday dinner inside me.
We could always get young Nick to invite us round to Cass and Waver.
No, that's daft.
Why?
Well, she's bound to ask Clary and all, ain't she? Besides, what if she's on this bread and cheese malarkey too?
Poor William. Mm.
No, we've got to get our hands on the means of production.
Ah.
It's too risky getting invited somewhere. I mean, if we're booby-trapped again like today?
Oh, Lord, no.
I reckon.
What?
He has a plan. How's about we pretend to Clary we're working next Sunday? But we make sure she gets herself invited somewhere for lunch. Well, that way, we can cook ourselves a proper Sunday dinner at home while she's out the way. She need never know.
Well, that's genius, son. Where's she going to go?
Tell you what, we'll ask Emma.
Emma? Oh, she's expecting.
Oh, Dad, she's not an invalid. Besides, we'll tell her Clary will only want a cheese sandwich and that she'll be all on her own at Keeper's Cottage otherwise. Well,
because we'll be working.
Exactly. We got quite good at roast chicken while Clary's wrist was out of action.
Oh, yeah, chicken, oh, yes, please, Eddie. With the potatoes and all the trimmings.
Yeah, all right, calm yourself. Now, I can have it in the oven by, what, 12:30? And out again by 2:00. I reckon we'll be safe.
Yeah, especially once Emma and Terry start in on the baby talk, eh?
Yeah, we can keep that up for hours. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, don't look round. Robert Snell's just coming.
Oh, blimey, what about the food?
Hello again.
Oh, all right, Robert.
Great minds think alike. I fancied a pint to round off the meal as well.
Oh, very nice.
No, Clary, behind the bar, you said she was working.
Finished her shift 5 minutes back.
Fallon's on, though.
Well, I've just had a really nice phone call from my daughter, Leonie.
Oh, yeah.
She's coming to see us next month sometime.
Oh?
She sounded so cheerful. Apparently there's a new boyfriend on the scene, Jay.
Oh, sounds like a bird.
She's an up-and-down sort of a girl, so a dose of happiness, well, it'll bring out her amenable side, we hope.
Oh, she's not the one with the baby then?
Oh, no, that's young Coriander.
Oh, of course.
Lindy was straight on the blower to Kaz to see if she knows anything about this Jay, but she doesn't seem to. Oh, Fallon.
Lord.
All right, Robert. Frida's having to put some fresh chips on. Can you wait?
Chips?
Well, we don't want no chips.
Eh?
No food. We only wanted a pint, Fallon, and one for Robert here.
Thanks,
Eddie. That's very decent of you.
Not at all. It's a thank you, isn't it, Dad?
Eh?
Yeah, for such a lovely, simple lunch.
Oh, lovely.
Great, so no pasty...
I said no.
Oh, well, I better go and stop Frida, then.
It's been a busy shift, poor lass.
You know, Joe, it's quite humbling to feel some solidarity with the hungry.
Oh, I feel sad, all right.
The world's food supply being so precarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Jamie. Hiya.
What are you doing here?
Well, that's really good to see you. How you doing?
You got your best jeans on. You're going on a date, aren't you?
What?
With my stepmum. I saw you getting with her last Thursday.
Oh, no.
So don't try and pretend it's not true.
Jamie, look. Come on. Come in here. Please, just let me explain. I was going to tell you.
Yeah, right.
I was, when we were ready, when the time was right.
No, you weren't. I know what you like, Kenton. The more the better.
No, look, you've got this all wrong. Listen, me and Jolene, we...
What?
We get on. We click, you know?
Huh?
I'm sorry that you had to find out like that, but honestly, it's not a casual thing. It is a proper relationship.
Yeah. Just like Holly.
No, it's not like that. In fact, the exact opposite of that.
You just can't help sleeping around, can you? No,
I don't sleep around, Jamie. Holly meant nothing to me and I wish that it had never happened. Whereas this, it's serious.
Oh, as if.
No, listen, please. What has happened with Jolene is for real.
Oh, like it was real with my mum? You're such a loser!
No, Jamie... Great.
Jamie?
You said it was safe to come round. That you were on your own.
I am.
So how can that slime ball's down there?
Who?
Kenton.
Is he? Well, I'm sorry. He won't be stopping.
Did you know about him and your mum?
Oh.
You knew?
Yeah, I did.
How long for?
a couple of weeks.
Oh, great. And there we all were last Wednesday playing Happy Families at the cinema.
I'm sorry.
Why does nobody tell me things? It's like I'm invisible or something.
Oh, it's still very early days that they don't want people knowing.
I'm not people.
No, I'm sorry. Look, it was a real shock to me and all, if that helps. But it's complicated, all the ins and outs. What I've tried to come to terms with is my mum moving on, you know? From your dad. I still can honestly get my head around it.
It's gross.
But they do seem genuinely happy together.
Oh, well, as long as Kenton's happy.
Well, I know he's hurt you. You may not be ready to hear this, but I think he's genuinely sorry.
Oh, sorry he's been found out. Oh, who cares anyway?
Look, my mum's dead choosy, you know. I think we need to let them sort out their relationship between themselves. I know my mum wouldn't want you to be upset.
Well, she'd better look out, that's all. He double-crossed my mum and he'll do the same to yours. He doesn't care how many lives he wrecks.
What do you mean, double-crossed? Jamie?
He had this woman.
What woman?
He picked her up in Jack's. Holly. She was like this real slag.
Yeah?
It was pathetic. She was half his age. I saw them. They were crawling all over each other.
Well, when was this?
I don't know. Way back before Christmas. But it was the breaking point for my mum.
Your mum? You mean he was seeing Holly when...
What? So now you're saying you don't believe me?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm not making it up. And I bet Holly wasn't the only one. I'm not surprised Mum threw him out.
Hey, well, let's leave it now, Jamie, eh? Come on, are we really going to let Kenton spoil our evening?
He already has.
No, no. But I'll get us a drink, then let's you and me just watch this film, okay?
It was sweet of you to come over, David, really. But Roy will be here any minute.
Yeah, I know, but you are still convalescing.
And I'll be careful.
Hey, look who I found lurking in the corridor.
Roy, welcome.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, David.
Hi, Roy.
It's quite a reception committee.
Hey, what are you doing here, Dave?
I promised Elizabeth I'd be on hand.
And there's no need, really.
Well, if you're absolutely certain.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Roy will soon be across everything.
That's what I'm here for.
Right, well, I better skedaddle.
Okay, Kenton, I'll see you later.
Yeah, or warn you, Roy, she's really fierce, my sister. You know, just agree with everything she says, you'll be fine.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Yeah, see you, Dave.
Yeah, see you.
Well, now, if you'd like to use Nigel's computer again, Roy, is that okay?
Of course. So, shall I start on the emails?
Good idea.
You may need to consult on those.
Yes, David.
Oh, at 10, I'm due to meet and greet the delegates we've got staying at Grey Gables. I mean, they're over the moon about the hotel. Can't wait to see their reaction to this place.
Right, I'll be off as well, shall I?
Okay. Oh, David, I meant to say, I'm so sorry about the problem you've got in the herd. It must have been preying on your mind all last week, and you were so amazing visiting me and everything.
Oh, well, yeah. Alistair's coming around this morning with the test results.
Oh, you'd better get back then.
Yeah. Right. Well, don't let her overdo it, Roy.
No chance.
No waving her arms above her head and doing the hokey-cokey.
David, we need to get on.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I'll phone later, see how you are, all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, hiya.
Now, there's a sight. A pastoral maiden about her gardening.
You watch it. You secateurs are sharp.
Hey, what'd I say?
Oh, Frida's been going on about this blasted clematis. Mm. Got to prune out last year's growth or something.
Oh.
I'm supposed to cut these tangly old stems down to where them new shoots are.
Oh, heck.
Look, I'm worried I cut it in the wrong place.
Well,
even Sid had more of an idea than me.
I'm no expert, but I have watched Mum perform a similar operation. I'd say cut about here, look.
You reckon?
Secateurs, please, nurse.
Careful.
All right. Yeah. Of course, tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, well, if it dies, I'm telling Frieda it were you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm. Careful.
It's okay. There's no one around.
Oh, it's such a shame Jamie saw us last week.
Yeah, I know.
There was no talking to him last night. He was just so angry and bitter.
I'm not sorry we got together, Kenton.
No, no, nor me. No way.
No regrets?
No. But he's a casualty.
Well, that's in the diary now, yeah? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, hello.
How's it going?
Fine, yeah, no problems. The delegates are all settled in the conference room. Oh, I mean, Elizabeth, they were raving about the place.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Oh, there is one tiny thing that came out of a chat I had with Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
About the Easter Fair.
Oh, yes.
The bonnet competition on Easter Monday. Who's judging it?
It's usually one of us. Julia did it for a few years, then Nigel or myself. Why?
Well, Caroline's very good mates with Emily Onslow, you know, that posh milliner.
Oh, is she now?
Yeah, they go back a long way.
She's got that fabulous little shop in Felbersham.
Well, what if she was interested in judging the Easter bonnets?
Oh.
Well, she's well known.
Gosh, Roy, that would be a coup.
I mean, she could pull a whole new crowd in for Easter and increase your take. And I'm happy to swing in behind any late publicity on the website and the Echo, if that helps. Shall I see what I can do?
Yeah, why not? We've got nothing to lose.
Right, leave it with me, then.
OK. Who are you on the phone to, anyway?
Oh, the winery, about the delivery.
Ah, yeah, well, I'd better get back to them. They've been faffing around on this.
No, it's OK. I've got a firm date off them.
Really?
Yeah, they were a bit vague at first, but I pinned them down. I mean, Lorna needs to make space to store it and plenty of time to plan her display in the lead-up to Easter.
Of course she does.
Well, it's in the diary anyway.
Well, great. Then I'll email Lorna.
No, I'll do it.
Are you sure?
Oh, Elizabeth!
Okay, sorry.
See, I didn't know much about wine when I started, but well, Caroline's been a good teacher over the years.
Yeah, I'm sure she has.
Cut here.
Well, go on then. But I'm shutting my eyes.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Oh, Mum, it's gone 11:15.
Oh, hello, darling. You did ask me to remind you.
Yeah, thanks, love.
I promised Frieda I'd start things up in the kitchen today, yeah?
All right. Well, I'll finish up here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Mum said you had a nice meal last night.
Oh, yeah, we did, thanks. Yeah. Oh, that really smells of spring out here today, doesn't it?
Kenton.
What?
About Jamie.
Ah.
He got himself into a bit of a state last night.
Yeah.
He wasn't expecting to see you.
Oh, no, nor me, him. It really threw me.
Well, I calmed him down as best I could before we watched the DVD. But he said some things, and I need to know if they're true.
About me?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, it's okay, Farad. Just come out with it.
He said you'd had a girlfriend while you were living with his mum, Holly.
Oh, I knew this would come back to haunt me.
So it's true?
No, it's not true.
Right.
No, I mean, yes, I did have a fling and, well, she was a customer at Jack's, a bit of a party girl, but it was after I'd moved out of April Cottage, not before.
Oh.
No. I swear.
Well, it's okay. I believe you. Jamie was probably jumbling things up, trying to make a point, saying you'd two-time Kathy.
No, I didn't, honestly. In fact, looking back, it was just probably a reaction to the split. And she was not a girlfriend. I so regret it now. Fallon, it is not something that I make a habit out of, okay?
Oh, good. I don't want Mum hurt.
I wouldn't.
Well, it's a big thing for her going into a new relationship with Sid only dead 9 months.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you might be her reaction to losing him for all we know.
Fallon, I really, really care about your mum and I wouldn't hurt her for the world.
I wonder if Kathy thought you wouldn't hurt her either.
That wasn't her, Fallon. I mean, whatever there was between us, it just faded away.
Well, that's it then.
Yeah. Maybe Wednesday morning's okay.
Hmm?
For Alistair to come and do the blood tests.
Yeah, I expect so.
I'll check the diary and see when Adam's talking us through the spray programme.
Okay.
At least when Alistair's done them, he can identify which ones are infected.
Well, it's not the result I was praying for. 2 samples positive.
Me neither.
We may have to see several of them go, Ruth.
Yeah, I know. But standing around being miserable's not going to get the yard scraped.
Yeah, okay. Just trying to take it in. I'll do it.
Good. You've got behind with your jobs.
I'll catch up.
You went herring over to Lua Loxley this morning.
Oh, don't nag, Ruth.
Well, you knew Roy was starting today. It was a complete waste of time.
Your mum wants this relationship as much as I do, Fallon. She's her own person.
Now that I do know.
I don't know. It's one of the many things I love about her.
Oh.
Well, it's been a gradual thing. I mean, we were just friends at first.
Yeah, I know.
And I saw how vulnerable she was after Sid died.
She was lost.
Yeah, and it was you held her together. But I like to think, in a tiny way, that I helped her recover as well. And she was great with me when Nigel died. We just made each other laugh.
Well, yeah, she needed that.
Look, I appreciate that this is really hard for you, but you need to accept her choices.
Okay. But it's me going to be here for her, however things pan out.
Sure.
And if it's been hard for me to accept, how must Jamie feel? It's difficult for him, this.
Yeah, I know, I know. And I wish that I could find a way to be normal with him. I've tried to mend things since I moved out, but he just rejects every approach that I make.
Well, you can't force it. It's taken me a while, and I don't hate you like he does.
Don't pull your punches, will you?
Sorry. But I know you're used to being able to win people round.
Am I really that shallow?
No. But it doesn't look to me as if Jamie's ready to forgive you.
No. Well, I might need your help, Fallon, if I'm ever going to get through to him.
Ah, good timing. The soup's hot.
Oh, cheers. I'm starving.
Well, there's a couple of mini pork pies in the fridge too.
Oh, great.
Where have you been?
Oh, took some silage to the ewes.
Good.
Topped up the creek feeders while I was there.
Do they look okay?
Yeah, yeah, getting on fine, no problems. Although there's a bit of fencing up there I'm not too happy about.
Oh.
Yeah, in the dip near the trough. I'll need to get it sorted sometime.
When?
I haven't thought yet.
Well, don't leave it too long.
No, I won't. But I'm walking the crops with Adam tomorrow.
This afternoon, then?
Could do, yeah.
Don't be putting off jobs. You've got to get back on top of things.
No, I know. Right, well, look, I'll just give Elizabeth a quick ring before lunch.
Well, can't that wait? The soup's hot.
Well, I'd rather do it now.
Why?
Well, I want to make sure she's all right.
David, Jill's there looking after her and the twins. Roy's in the office and she's got a host of staff running the place. I've only got you.
Yeah, but Roy only started today.
He's been there before.
Yeah, I know, but it's very idiosyncratic, Lower Loxley.
Oh, for heaven's sake. How do you think it's helped me, Elizabeth? You checking up on her every 5 minutes. She's not meant to have any stress, remember? Stop fussing.
I'm not fussing.
I know you think you're indispensable to her, but you're not. She doesn't need you anymore, but I do. Here, on the farm.
Ruth, she will always need me.
Oh, David, please. It's time to move on.
Jim!
Oh,
Christine, I hope I'm not interrupting your lunch.
No, I finished ages ago.
Well, you'll never guess. Gardeners Question Time are looking for a venue.
What? To record the programme?
Yes, they've been let down, and they might decide to come to Ambridge.
Really?
They've given me a date, but I want to check the halls available.
Oh, come in then, I'll have a look. Well, yes, there's nothing down for that day.
Oh, good.
And the yoga group starts back the following week.
Excellent.
I think it was Phil who wrote to the programme originally.
So I'd heard.
I was yonks ago, but he was told then there was a long waiting list.
Well, there still is, according to Jocelyn.
Who's Jocelyn?
The assistant producer.
Oh.
She contacted me in my capacity as clerk of the parish council.
And do you think we're in with a chance?
Well, I've no idea. She said they were doing various recces to find a replacement.
Oh, I see.
But this is a good start.
Well, I shan't let anyone else book it.
Thanks very much.
Keep free 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's a long day.
Well, there's lots of technical matters to arrange before they actually record it.
I'm sure. Now, there isn't a PC meeting for a few weeks, is there?
No.
But you have told Neil.
Of course. I rang him straight away. He was as keen as me. And he'll tell the rest of the parish council.
Oh, good.
Oh, now, they emailed me this wretched questionnaire.
Oh, the inevitable questionnaire.
Yes. It asks for quite a lot of practical details about the hall. I did wonder...
You want me to help fill it in?
Well, you probably got the information at your fingertips.
Of course I will.
Oh, these are beautiful, Caroline. Thank you.
Well, flowers always cheer me up when I'm below par.
Have a seat.
I won't stay long. I wondered how Roy's doing.
Oh, Caroline, he's an absolute treasure.
Good.
He's so calm.
I know.
Which in turn makes me feel relaxed. I just let him get on with it.
Oh, that was the whole idea.
I feel this weight's been taken off my shoulders. I'm so grateful to you both.
Well, it was the logical thing to do. Our businesses do have a degree of mutual interest.
Oh, David turned up yesterday morning to see if I needed help.
Oh, bless him.
He's been phenomenal, Caroline. But thanks to you, I was able to send him home again. Oh, and we must talk money.
Money?
For Roy's time.
Oh, don't worry about that now. After all, he is working on things that involve both venues this week.
Yeah, except he's working from here.
Tell you what, Elizabeth, we'll sort something out if he stays longer.
All right, but be sure to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you managing without him at the hotel, anyway?
Oh, we're coping. Oh, Linda's a bit grumpy about the new rotor she's had to set up.
Oh, dear. I have inconvenienced you.
No, no, no. It's just she wanted to come to Usha's first book club meeting tonight.
Oh.
Don't worry. You know Linda. She'll get over it.
Yeah, she doesn't miss out on anything for long.
I'm just so pleased I found a way to help you. Nigel was such a good friend.
So many people have said that.
The meat just isn't the same without him. Oh, talking of which...
What?
Now, where are they? Oliver took this fantastic photograph of him, seated on Topper.
Oh.
And I had two copies framed. They're only perspex, but one for each of the twins. Oh, there.
Oh, let's see.
He's holding the stirrup cup.
Outside the bull.
Yes, Sid's in the background somewhere. We'll be just about to set off. Doesn't Nigel look mischievous, though?
Yes, but then he always did.
I've been meaning to frame it for ages. Then Shula told me about Topper last week.
So thoughtful of you. The children will be delighted.
Well, I didn't want them fighting over it, which is why there are two copies.
Freddie was devastated. But he's been over to the stables since to see him.
Yeah, Shula said.
He's in his own little world at the moment, Caroline.
Have you got a bottle opener, Usha?
In that drawer.
Okie dokie. It's a pity Alan isn't here.
He's helping at the Elms tonight. Well, that should be enough crisps for now. It was kind of you to bring a bottle, Jim.
Well, it adds to the civility of the occasion. I'll open it and give it time to breathe.
I thought we'd stop and have a break for the drinks and nibbles.
As opposed to non-stop grazing.
Exactly.
There.
We'll get grease marks all over the books if we do that. Oh, I've had a couple of apologies.
That's a shame.
Hmm. Jennifer's got a dinner party. It's already been rearranged once with her going to South Africa at the end of next week.
Well, she'll be sorely missed. I only found out recently she had a couple of novels behind her.
I know. Impressive, isn't it? Oh, and Ruth can't make it. She needs to tidy up the house before the new cleaner starts tomorrow. Oh. Emma's stopped work now. Ruth's keen to be involved next time, though, once she knows your book choice.
Ah, yes, my book choice.
Oh, I expect that'll be Richard.
What's under that foil then, Caroline Sterling?
Canapés.
Oh, very posh.
They were left over from a reception at the hotel. Seemed a shame to waste them.
Oh, they won't go to waste. Not with Nathan Booth and me here, eh?
Ah, hello, everyone. Evening, Usha. Hope I'm not late.
Not at all, Caroline.
I found these two stragglers coming up the park.
Yeah, Nathan Booth and me are both looking forward to it. Is it right Sabrina Thwaites coming?
Her husband is. I thought you were him now.
Oh, so what is this book he wrote?
Oh, Joe, haven't you even read it?
Well, I can't afford books on my income.
I think it was deemed so shocking because Saville wasn't killed in the usual sordid Victorian London, but in a middle-class home.
Mm, exactly.
Quite. And the killer knew the layout of the house.
Now, the little drummer boy died of his wounds and all.
What?
Of course, that wasn't a Victorian murder. It was in the Civil War and he was shot by a round-head musket. Or a royalist one.
Very interesting, Joe.
The Earl of Essex and his men have been fighting long and hard, pike to pike, all the day through at the Battle of Acid Bridge.
What's this got to do
he
with the book?
He took refreshment at the Bull, the Earl, you see, and on that night, the 14th of June, the little drummer boy limped in and rested in his arms. The poor little mite. Was a goner.
Joe, the book...
Oh, wait. Sorry, don't end there. Oh, no. On June the 14th, 1995, a cannonball, said to be from the battle which had lain still all them years, hurled itself off the window ledge and crashed into the floor of the bowl.
Yeah, everyone knows this story.
Jim don't.
I've seen the plaque in the pub.
And then tap, 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 tappity-tap-tap from the wall. And the very next week, the very next... Sid opens the asset room in his memory.
Oh, dear.
Joe.
What?
Why not join Richard in the kitchen and help him bring out the food and wine?
Good idea.
Yes. Since you're the one who's driven him there.
Oh, well, it's about time, isn't it? I wondered when he was eating. Cheer up, Nathan Booth. It's time for the nibbles.
Thanks for helping Mum with the supper, Auntie Chris.
Well, she looked worn out.
Yeah. A bath in an early night was a good idea.
Oh, I brought her post over and forgot to give it to her.
We'll just put it on the table.
Oh, it's probably all junk. Gosh, it's 9:05. I must be on my way.
It was lovely of you to come over.
Oh, I'm just relieved to see you looking, well, better than I'd anticipated.
I keep telling everyone the device has given me a new confidence. And I'm being waited on hand and foot.
Oh, I'm glad anyway, Elizabeth. You've had so much to contend with this year.
Oh, who's this now?
Oh, Lily.
Mummy.
Hey, I thought you'd gone up.
I can't sleep.
Oh, darling. It's not another nightmare.
Can I come in your bed tonight?
Bye, Nathan. Good night, Caroline.
Good night, Usha. Thank you.
No, thank you. I hope it hasn't put you off.
Oh, no. You'll see me again, don't worry.
Oh, good. Oh, have you got your plate?
Yep. Night.
Night. Ah, you found your coat, Joe.
Yeah, waiter. Nathan Booth's a very disappointed man, you know.
Why?
Well, he only showed up on the promise of Sabrina Thwaites coming. He got a crush on her, see. He don't get to meet many women socially. So, when's the next meeting, eh?
Well, I'll have to consult my diary.
Not that I'm one for sitting round talking all night, but it was a nice social occasion with the grub and that. Them canapés was past their best, mate.
Which is why you had to keep eating.
Yeah, well, say hello to the vicar for me. And yes, nice that Indian statue in the living room, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Not everyone thinks
so. Yeah, and the book sounded quite good.
It is?
I might see if they got a cassette of it in the mobile library. Bye.
Bye.
That's the last.
Oh, the cheek of him.
Oh, you needn't have washed up, Jim.
Well, it's the least I could do.
I don't know who invited Joe. I certainly didn't.
I think he'd heard about it from Robert.
And you know why Nathan sat there looking so grumpy all evening, don't you?
Yeah, he's got one of those faces.
He thought Sabrina was coming.
Ah.
What?
Well, I might have indicated as much to him.
Oh, Jim.
I said Richard was definitely joining, and then I made an ironic comment saying I could only hope Sabrina would join as well. If only to enrich her mind, Usha. She has such a paucity of intellectual rigour, I dread doing a shift with her in the shop.
Oh, well, it was a disaster all round.
No, not at all, not at all.
You think not?
It went very well.
Oh, that's the wine talking, and I don't drink, remember?
No, you've heralded the start of something culturally rather interesting for Ambridge.
Oh, nice of you to say so, Jim.
And it was only the first meeting. Mm. Let's hope if Joe and Nathan turn up next time, they will at least have read the book.
What are you going to choose?
Ah, don't you worry, I'm still cogitating. It's going to be a hard one, though, when you consider the legions of classic books so dear to my heart.
Steady, girl.
It's OK, David, I've got the vein. Right. Just let me wipe it.
She's the last anyway.
Yeah.
Here, I'll take that.
Thanks. Here we go. Needle in.
All right now, all right, all right.
Nearly done. There.
You've got the right number?
Yeah, it's here on the bag.
OK, David. Well, they're all done now.
No, oh, thanks, Alistair.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, Jonas' disease would have been around in Phil's time. Dan's even.
Doesn't make me feel any better.
Nor me.
In those days, cows were more likely to be drinking from dirty farm ponds and all sorts. That's not to say it can't still be caused by flaws in calf management. Far from it.
Oh, great.
We do our best.
Hey, come on, don't beat yourselves up. Poor husbandry doesn't account for all cases, by any means.
But we can't be sure.
Well, no. There is a vaccine, of course.
Oh, right.
We are. Yeah.
But I don't recommend it here, as it only appears to be low level, and it can interfere with TB testing. It's similar to the TB bacillus, you see.
Right.
Oh, well. Oh, here's Ed and Emma back with George. Emma! Emma!
Hiya.
You all right?
There are some toys in the kitchen. I think they're George's.
Oh, Ed, will you go?
Yeah, no, of course. I'll come across, Ruth.
Okay.
Come on, Georgie, let's get you inside.
I had a bit of a tidy up yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jennifer's cleaner came today.
Oh, Patsy, isn't it?
Mm. That's right.
Yeah, I treat her cat, Horatio.
Emma's stopped working now because of the baby.
Oh, I see.
You all right?
Oh, hi, Ed.
Hiya.
Hey, Usha told me your granddad turned up at a book club meeting last night.
A book club?
But then again, there was free food.
Oh. Well, that explains it then.
Didn't have Joe down as a literary type.
No. So you done all the blood tests then, Alistair?
Yep.
David's told me all about it.
Yeah.
Well, when are you going to hear back?
A few days.
Then Alistair's got to test all the offspring from this lot. The ones we've kept in the herd.
Oh, no.
They can be infected by their mothers.
Although that's less the case these days, now they're removed from their dams so soon after birth. Mm. Anyway, I'd better go. I'm due in Lakey Green. Why not join me for a drink later? You both look so down.
David, mate.
Yeah.
Good. I'll be in the bull about 6.
Fine.
Here, the needles.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. See you later then, David.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye. So, how did the new cleaner get on in the house today?
Oh, she was quite terrifying, Ed.
Really?
Like a force of nature. I mean, Emma's so easygoing.
Well, I'll tell her that. Where are these toys again?
On the table.
Right. Well, I'll go get them.
Well, Alistair's talk of poor husbandry's timely for us, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it was you who put off the repairs to the calf shed that caused them to cough.
Hey, that is not fair.
Isn't it?
If you'd listened, Ruth, Alistair never said this outbreak had anything to do with recent lapses. It must have been in the herd for years.
And I'm saying we shouldn't be complacent, David. You've had your eye off the ball since January. Your neglect could have devastating consequences down the line.
Don't call it neglect.
You left them in a draft in a bit of wind. What else should I call it?
I know I got behind with the repairs.
You were careless.
I did my best, but I had to give my time to Elizabeth. You were the one who was here on the spot.
Oh, don't you dare blame me for this. Or try to make out I didn't support you helping your sister. I kept this farm going.
I know.
But I couldn't do everything. The maintenance jobs are your responsibility. If you dealt with them instead of playing Superman at Lower Luxley...
Heads bang. Have you got them then?
Yeah, Pip told me which ones were George's.
Right.
Good.
See ya.
Yeah. Look, us rowing isn't going to help. Maybe we should talk about it later when we both calm down.
Okay. But we've got to be so careful managing the calves from now on. We can't afford slip-ups that'll spell trouble in the future.
No. I know.
Oh, don't mess about with them jumpers, George.
Why not?
I'm taking them straight to your room.
Why?
To make room in this chest of drawers for the baby's things. Oh, now, how are we going to manage for space? I don't know.
My room's full up.
No, it isn't. I'll easily fit these jumpers in your chest of drawers.
Well, here's George's toys.
Oh, Ed, I'm not on the bed.
Well, just for now.
Oh, I'm trying to make space in this room, not clutter it up.
What, do you want me to put them in George's room?
No, I'll shove them under the bed once I've got the Moses basket out.
But they're my toys.
You've got plenty of others. I think I'll take this jumper to the charity shop.
What? It's perfectly good.
Oh, because...
Well, you should see Ruth and David's kitchen. It's gleaming.
Well, I do my best over there, but it's always such a tip. It's hard to give it a thorough go.
I didn't mean...
They've got that much space as well.
Well, you can't have too much space. It makes you lazy.
Yeah, I wish. Ruth never complained about my work.
I wasn't saying that.
Well, I wasn't going to carry on till the baby dropped out. I had to stop work sometime.
Then of course you did.
Oh, well, that pile will do for now. Oh, George, don't start taking them toys out the box.
Please.
No. Give it here.
Oh. Look, do as Mummy says, George, OK?
And I could have done without your mum coming round next Sunday as well.
Oh, come on. It was really nice of you to invite her. She'd have been on her own otherwise, with Dad and Grandad on a job.
I only did it because your dad insisted. I couldn't say no.
Well, look, just do it with good grace, eh?
Well, it's not you that's got to make the lunch.
Oh, come on, it's bread and cheese. I'll do it for you if you want.
That's not the point.
I thought you'd be pleased anyway.
How'd you work that out?
Well, you're always going on about how Mum favours Nick.
She does.
Well, this is your chance to get one over on.
Oh, whatever.
What are you doing? Oh.
The Moses basket.
Look, careful, I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. Oh, you're going a bit mad, Em.
Well, there's so much to get ready for the baby.
Right, here you go.
That's my basket.
Not anymore, it's the baby's bed now.
It's your new little brother or sister's.
It's going to be a tight fit, haven't it, on my side of the bed?
Yeah, well, I'm not the one who's going to be breastfeeding at 3 o'clock in the morning, am I?
I'll sleep next to Mummy.
No, you
won't. Silly baby can go
in my bed. I'm sorry, mate. That is not quite the way it goes.
George, I told you, leave them toys alone.
No, just do as your mum says, George.
Oh, he's really getting under my feet. Can you take him downstairs?
Okay, right. Well, should we put these toys under the bed before I go?
Let me sort them out first.
I want my tractor.
You've got plenty of other toys.
All right, come on, George. Let's settle you in front of the telly. Come on.
No.
Come on now, mate, before I go and collect the cows.
Oh, is this your stepdad's car, mate?
Nah. Same make, though.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a swig of that cider.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers.
He'll be late picking me up. He always is.
Oh, hi there, Jamie. Thought it was you.
All right. It's Daniel's dad.
Yeah.
Getting lighter by the day, isn't it? Hi,
Oh, this is my.
All right, Marty.
All right.
Any time you fancy coming over to the stables to hang out with Dan, Jamie, you're more than welcome. You know,
Change of scene from the village green.
Right, yeah.
He's on the lookout for a week or two's work experience after his GCSEs this summer. Expect you are too. Well, I'll see you. Nice to meet you, Marty.
Oh, God.
Just see where Dan gets it.
Oh, that's not his real dad.
My stepdad's given me grief about finding something for the summer.
Oh, I'm not going to bother. Why work for nothing or do something I don't even care about? It's a waste of time.
Over here, Alistair.
Oh, David.
I got you a pint in. Is that okay?
Oh, great, thanks. Not in the car.
Right.
Jolene looks cheerful, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see.
More cheerful than you, anyway.
Oh, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ruth and I had a row after you left.
Oh, no.
Blaming each other for this wretched outbreak.
Oh, David.
No, it's all right. We managed to talk about it calmly before I came out just now. It has made us question what we're doing in the herd, though.
In what way?
Well, you know, have we expanded it too much? Have we got careless?
Oh, come on. Other herds are extending themselves much more than yours. Look, you and Ruth are really good, conscientious farmers. I know I get around.
That's what Pip says.
Yeah, she's a sensible girl. You need to put this in context.
You know, she went on a veterinary website which showed up to 50% of UK herds may have subclinical Yonis disease.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, I know, but when it's your own, you know.
It's all right for you, Jamie. At least you've only got one parent nagging you to find work.
Oh, gee, thanks for reminding me.
OK, sorry, but you know what I mean. You've got it made.
Well, how'd you work that out?
Well, you manage to stay out of her way most of the time. They're hard to dodge when there's two of them.
Have you met my mum?
You've got so much independence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad's dead, Kenton's deserted me, my stepmum's gone mad. Welcome to my life.
Come on, mate. I'm sorry. Ah, oh, here's my stepdad now.
At least you've got a stepdad. There's no one who gives a damn about me.
I can't really think straight about anything till next Tuesday's behind me.
The inquest.
Yeah. I dread having to go through it all again, Alistair. Especially as I'll be giving a witness statement. You know, as the last person to see Nigel.
Yeah, but it'll only be the same as what you told the police at the time.
Doesn't make it any easier, believe me. It's bringing it all back. And I don't think Elizabeth should put herself through it either, but Mum says she's determined to go.
Well, I can understand it. Shula said she felt the same about Mark's inquest. And it's not a trial, you know, it's no guilty party. Just about getting the facts in order. I think it'll help Elizabeth in the long run.
Yeah, maybe.
You as well, David.
Okay, Caroline, I'll speak to you soon. Thanks, bye. Oh, thank goodness.
I take it she's agreed.
She has. I've got Roy here for another week.
That is good news.
Yeah. Oh, he's a godsend, Mum.
And what was all that about Easter bonnets?
Oh, Emily Onslow's agreed to be our judge on Easter Monday. She's got that Bijou hat shop in Felpersham.
I know it.
Well, she's a friend of Caroline's.
What a super idea.
I tell you, Roy's full of them.
So he thought of it, did he?
Yeah. I must tell him. I think he's in the ballroom with Lewis.
This is working out so well.
I worry. I'm getting to rely on him too much, though.
Nonsense. I know you're feeling stronger, but you still mustn't push yourself.
Well, at least I get these wretched stitches out tomorrow. They're so itchy. What time did you say you booked me in with a practice nurse?
11:45.
Oh, great. We'll be back here in time for lunch then.
Yes. I thought Lewis looked tired at lunch today. Quite drawn, actually.
I don't think he's really recovered from that bout of flu he had.
No, well, it can drag on. He didn't eat much.
You're not responsible for everyone, Mum.
Lewis's family.
Well, I'm putting on weight, thanks to your cooking.
Jolly good thing, too.
Though Freddie is still picking at his food.
Mm.
Lily's holding on to me for dear life.
It's not too much for you, having her in the bed?
No. I know it's indulging her. But if I'm honest, I like it. The bed's too big without Nigel.
I know that feeling. Sometimes I sleep in the spare room.
Do you?
Hayley's very good with the children.
Yes, yes, she is. And they seem able to talk to her.
Though Freddie's still withdrawn.
Well, I wondered.
What?
Do you think he's picking up my worries about the inquest?
Yes, possibly. You don't have to go, Elizabeth. It could be quite harrowing for you.
I know. But I don't want to look back one day and regret not being there, Mum.
There we go. Three rows of ten.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope they didn't want them in one big semicircle.
No, that would extend too far up the room. They need to be able to hear the lecture.
Well, it's nice to be in a room so big. I mean, you could have them in one arm.
Oh, yes, except that most of the Historical Society are hard of hearing, so I don't think they'd appreciate it. In fact, some of them are even more ancient than me. Oh, this coffee's taking a while to shift.
Yeah. You had a bad bout, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose I did.
Right, where's the buffet going, then?
Oh, we'll set that up in the anteroom, and they can bring their plates through.
Is it usual for a group to eat in here, then?
No, but Nigel made an exception for this lot. They do so appreciate the ballroom.
Well, I mean, it is stunning. There's so much history here.
Each room tells a story at Lower Loxley. I still expect to see Julia in every one of them.
Oh.
This was one of her favourites.
Of course, yeah. Hayley knew her better than me.
Yes, well, you and I live our lives in black and white, Roy, but Julia lived hers in a blaze of colour, like a glorious, angry sunset.
The thing I remember about Julia is she could never remember my name.
Oh. Yeah, well, shall we move that table now?
Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
Hello, Bert. You're on today, are you?
Yeah, is it right you're laying people off?
What?
In the orangery, I heard you was cutting back your costs.
Honestly, the rumour mill in this place. No, we're just not taking on so many casuals till the season picks up. That's all, Bert.
Oh.
I'll be employing more in the summer.
So the allotments aren't under threat, then?
The allotments? I haven't really given them much thought.
Pony, I remember you weren't very keen on them at the first.
Well, no, but Nigel persuaded me they were worthwhile.
Ah, he was passionate about them.
I know. I remember him saying it was about giving something back.
Exactly, and we had a grand time setting them up, him and me. It was like a last big generous gesture.
I suppose it was.
So they're safe?
They're not something I really want to lose, no.
Ah, well, that's good. Yeah, that's very good. Because the allotment holders, they love them, they really do.
Right. Is that it?
Yep.
Well, you better get back to your landing, hadn't you?
Yeah, I'm away. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Ah, Elizabeth.
Oh, it all looks very nice in here.
Good, good.
Beautiful flowers.
Oh, thank you.
What time are the Historical Society in?
6 until 9.
Well, I could start them off if you like, Lewis.
No, I said I would.
Oh, but you've put in so many hours in the gallery this week.
Yeah, well, it's this wretched artist I'm working with. He's being extremely particular about how we hang his work.
It's a lot for you, though.
I don't mind seeing him in, Elizabeth.
Oh.
But it's what I'm here to do, troubleshoot.
Sure.
Well, then Lewis doesn't have to come back.
Well, that would suit me.
All right, then.
Oh, thank you so much, Roy.
Well, that's no worries.
Well, I'll cut back to the gallery, see what our artist's up to. I expect he wants everything upside down now.
Bye, Lewis. Mum's right, he looks shattered. Oh, anyway, I came to tell you we've secured Emily.
Oh, yeah, Caroline texted me.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Well, I wanted to thank you, really.
It's me who should be thanking you, Elizabeth. I feel so energised this week working here.
Well, it can prove creative, a change of scene.
Yeah. I mean, I love my hotel work, but it's quite repetitious, you know? And there's different things happening here all the time.
Yeah, well, we're a bit of a potpourri, really.
And there's a lot of potential.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, did you and Nigel have, like, a strategy for drawing in younger people?
Younger, as in...
Well, it'd be a brilliant place for a gig, you know, a rock or a pop concert.
Gosh, our very own Glastonbury.
No, well, you start small, just the one date.
We've had opera out there, you know, with people bringing a picnic.
A completely different crowd.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you get the teenagers and 20-somethings through the gate. I'd guess they're your lowest demographic.
Oh, by a mile.
Well, it's something to think about, anyway.
Sure. Oh, I meant to be taking it easy this week, but here you are, firing up my brain.
No, it's just an idea.
Yeah, it's an exciting one. Well, I'm filing it away for the future. Right now, I need to go and liaise with Hugh about tonight's buffet.
No, I'll do that. You go and put your feet up.
OK. Only it's fresh air I need, really. Not another sit-down.
Sit down, Freddie, darling.
No, I'm going to my room, Grandma.
Oh, come on. You can tell me all about your day while I make you a milkshake.
OK.
I thought that might go down well. Now, let's see. Chocolate or banana?
Banana, please.
Good choice. So, how was school today?
The same.
What did you do?
We went on a spring nature trail.
Oh, how lovely. So, what did you see?
God, give me strength!
Lewis!
Oh, that man is being a complete pain. Everything I suggest is wrong.
It's okay, Gran. I'll pass on the milkshake.
No, Freddy, stay, please. I'll find some nice biscuits to go with it.
Ooh, what have you got there, Elizabeth?
Two wonderful Savoys. Aren't they lovely?
Oh, yes.
They're from Grant's allotment. Wasn't that kind of him?
Ah. I saw you heading this way from my landing.
He's so passionate about growing his veg.
Well, he's only got a tiny patch of garden in Lakey Green.
Well, yes, he said. He's always quite reserved in the shop, but not out here. He told me he's trying to establish an asparagus bed.
I told you. Nigel's left a marvellous legacy.
He did.
And we'll have extra hour in the garden come Sunday when the clocks change.
And an hour's less sleep.
Here, you heard Gardener's Question Time might be coming from Ambridge?
Yes, Auntie Chris told me.
Their engineers meet in Jim in the hall on Monday to have a look around. Very exciting.
Here we are. One banana milkshake.
Thank you.
Now, is there anything special you'd like for supper?
Rhubarb crumble.
In March?
It's too early for outdoor rhubarb, darling.
Semolina, then?
Oh, gosh, that takes me back.
I don't think I've got any.
How about Eton mess?
Goodness! I've got some ice cream, will that do?
Or jam roly-poly?
Oh, Freddy, for heaven's sake, you're being very demanding. When I was a boy, I ate what I was given.
Freddy!
Oh, no.
Lewis. Freddy's lost his father and could have lost his mother. I'm here to cook and care for the children, and that's just what I'm going to do.
It's been a while since a woman told me off.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, forgive me. I'm not at my best today. I shouldn't have spoken to him like that.
No. Elizabeth's scares unsettled all of us.
Yes. And sometimes I feel like the spare part around here. Will you excuse me?
Oh, Lewis.
Oh, hi, Lewis.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Mum, can you use some cabbage for supper?
Yes, I expect so, darling.
Where are the children?
Lily's gone to start her homework and Freddie... Well, he'll be around somewhere. Now, you go and sit down and I'll bring you a cup of tea.
I wondered if I'd find you with Cranford Crystal.
She misses Topper, don't you, girl?
Well, I expect Topper's settling in all right at the stables. You miss him as well, don't you?
I saw him at the weekend.
You know, I used to have semolina at my boarding school.
Oh.
with a blob of tinned jam slap bang in the middle of it. We boys would stir it round and round, make it go pink.
Daddy promised I could join his pudding club this year.
Ah.
He showed me all the menus. They tried out different ones every month, like Spotted Dick and Sussex Pond Pudding.
Gosh, you need a whole lemon for that.
What's tapioca?
Frog spawn, made with milk and sugar. Yes, I much preferred semolina.
It was Tim Beecham's idea, I think.
Yeah, there's a surprise. Your father was fond of his puddings. Maybe Grandma will make us a nice treacle pud one night, eh? What do you say? With lashings of hot custard?
Maybe.
I'm sorry I snapped at you earlier, Freddy.
It's okay.
No, no, it's not okay. I'm being a grumpy old man today. I can hear it, but I don't seem to be able to stop it. We're all just doing our best, you know. One G&T.
Oh, thanks. I can do with that.
Oh, it was a long morning.
Yes.
Cheers. I think Cliff's the right choice.
Yes.
He's a strategic thinker, and that's what we need in a site manager. He'll give the market project clear direction.
Mm. He brought that shopping centre in on time.
Yeah, and near enough on budget.
So, will you ring him before you go, or do you want me to do it?
But if you wouldn't mind, Annabelle, I said I'd pick Peggy up from the Laurels at 1:45.
I'll try a mocha, please, Kenton.
Okay. Elizabeth?
A decaf Earl Grey for me, I think.
Right. I'm so glad that you agreed to come in.
Well, with Roy in charge, I feel I can.
And it's a nice change of scene for both of us.
Do you want anything to eat?
Mum?
No, I made some soup. We can have that when we get back.
Okay. Look, why don't you two go up to the mezzanine sofa? You'll be nice and comfy there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring the drinks up.
Come on then, Elizabeth.
Right.
Hello, sailor.
Hello. What are you thinking about?
Weddings.
Hey, Jolene, I didn't think we were at that stage.
April 29th.
Oh, right.
Just sorting out what we're doing here at the Bull.
Well, do you want me to come over?
You can't keep dropping everything, Captain. What about Jax?
Well, Naomi's here. And I'm driving Mum and Elizabeth back to Lower Loxley anyway. She had her stitches out this morning.
Oh, right.
I'll be about an hour.
Oh, yes, this is comfortable. I'm never sure about leather furniture.
Oh, give me your bag, Mum. I'll put it down here.
Thank you. She seemed very jolly, that practice nurse, when she called your name out.
Well, she told me her husband's just been made redundant.
Oh, dear, that's a shame. You're quite comfortable now, though, darling.
Yeah, I'm fine. She was very careful.
Good. So the next milestone's your checkup in 6 weeks' time.
Then hopefully I'll be down to yearly visits to the hospital. And I get to have my batteries changed every 5 years or so.
It does sound funny. This whole episode's been a milestone. It's made me stand back and ask some really big questions.
Uh-oh.
What?
You've got that look on your face, Mum. Your concerned look again.
Well, I am concerned. Indulge me.
Go on, then.
Is the effort of running Lower Loxley worth the risk to your health?
I enjoy running it. And I can cope now I've got this. Give me a few weeks and I'll be back in my stride.
Well, that's what concerns me. It's still a strain, darling, even with the pacemaker. Now, don't bat my head off, but it crossed my mind. You don't have to run the place, you know. You could walk away and leave it to the trust to sort out if necessary.
Oh, no, Mum, I couldn't possibly.
Can't we at least discuss it?
No. I know you have my best interests at heart, Mum.
And Freddy's and Lily's. And Lewis has come to that. This has shaken him up as well.
Look, it's not what Nigel would have wanted. And I have to honour that.
I don't think Nigel would want you to suffer because of Lower Loxley, Elizabeth.
Mum, Nigel held it in trust for Freddy to inherit. It's his future. And the house is such a big part of his memory.
It's bricks and mortar.
No, Mum. What he brought to it was his vision. Small things that all added up. The wood chip boiler, the sheep's wool insulation, the cruck barn, the allotments. Lower Loxley is Nigel. And I have to preserve it for him. And for our children.
I'm not going to change your mind, am I?
No. But...
What?
Well, I've been giving some thought to perhaps having some professional support in the office.
Oh, thank heavens for that, at last.
Roy's made such a difference this week. If I employed someone permanently, I could work in tandem with them and share the load.
Oh, please, Elizabeth, yes.
See, I do listen. You've worn me down, Mum, like water on a stone.
Here we are, then. Your drinks.
And a complimentary biscuit.
No expense spared. Everything all right?
Yes.
More than all right. I've just remembered. I need to buy some golden syrup on the way home.
Oh, no worries. We'll stop somewhere.
I'm making a treacle pudding for the children and Lewis.
Oh, treacle pud.
He and Freddie were thick as thieves at supper last night. Did you notice?
Yes. Well, he is the closest thing they've got to a grandfather.
Look, I'm working tonight. Kirsty's having a well-deserved night off, so save me some of that pud, will you?
You'll be lucky.
Aww.
I was beginning to wonder if you were coming, Brian.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Never mind. I'd like to introduce you to Ilona.
How do you do?
Ilona?
She's so good with Jack.
Ah, yes, of course. Yes, how do you do? My wife and I have heard all about you.
I've heard about you as well.
Oh, yes?
You are a good support to Peggy. Your whole family.
Yes, they are.
Peggy, do you fancy us put a lunch at the Bull on the way home? I've not had anything.
Oh, yes, that'll make a nice change.
Where's Jack, then?
Oh, dozing in the lounge. We've had a nice time.
Good. Oh, sorry, I may need to get this.
That's all right.
Oh, Annabelle.
Brian.
2 minutes, Peggy.
Shall we get your coat?
Yes, it's in the dining room.
How'd it go?
Fine. Cliff was very pleased.
Good. So he'll approach the quantity surveyor?
Yes.
Excellent.
And the groundwork contractors will get stuck in the week after next.
And then it starts to take shape.
I know. Oh, Brian.
Hmm?
I see Andrew Smith stepped down from the board.
Oh, yeah. I got his letter on Friday.
Right.
I don't think we'll have any more problems with Amside now.
We might as well sit down, Ilona. Once Brian starts on a work conversation, it can go on for some time.
And they say women talk a lot on the phone.
Exactly. To be fair, he's a businessman as well as a farmer. He's got a lot going on at the moment.
I was brought up on a farm.
Really?
Not a big one, like Brian and Jennifer's. Modest, you know?
Why didn't you stay on it?
My brother has, but there was not so much land for us both to live there. I was not so interested anyway.
Well, it isn't for everyone.
I went to work in the city, in a bar.
I ran a pub for years with my first husband.
I met my husband in that bar, Darrell. He was on holiday from Coventry.
Ah.
He was so polite. He had the English manners, you know.
Well, I'm glad someone's got them. They're not much in evidence anymore. So then you came over and married.
Oh, yes. And we had the girls, and here I am.
Well, I'm glad. You're so sweet with Jack.
Oh, thank you.
No, he responds to you really well.
And I like him.
Sorry about that, Peggy. Now, all set?
So, has Jamie been around at all?
Not since Sunday, no.
I thought he might have talked to Fallon.
I did see him from out the window on Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was by the pond, necking back the cider with that mate of his.
Oh, great.
I didn't know what to do for the best, you know? You know, whether to go over.
Yeah, well, I know the feeling.
Poor kid.
I mean, the world's just black and white at his age, isn't it?
Well, this whole situation's so delicate. I don't want to plough in and upset him even more.
No, well, nor me. So, what, we just keep giving him space?
I think, for now. Mm. He may want to talk to Fallon when he's ready.
Oh, I hope so. Anyway, well, tell me, what are these plans of yours for the royal wedding?
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously we'll have it on the big screen in here. Mm. And I've been thinking about the menus.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Harry and the gang to put up the Union Jack bunting round the outside.
Oh, very patriotic.
Well, why not? It'll help pull in the punters. As Susan told me, the shop are putting a special display in the window.
What, with royal wedding tea towels?
No, shut up. Oh, hello.
Hello there. Hello. Now, what are you going to have, Peggy?
Sparkling apple juice, please.
And, I'd better have a non-alcoholic lager for my sins.
Right, coming up.
And we want food, please.
Well, the chicken korma's our special today. It's really nice.
Well, that sounds all right. Peggy?
No, just a tuna sandwich for me, please.
All right, Peggy.
Is that white bread or granary?
Oh, white, I think.
Coronation chicken.
I thought you said it was korma.
No, for the menu here, for the royal wedding.
Oh, I don't know.
Or how about brown Windsor soup? Get it?
A thin brown soup followed by cold curry. What a disgusting combination.
Yes.
Well, put like that.
Ice, please. Well, I shan't come along if that's what you're serving.
Don't worry, Peggy. I won't be.
What are you doing in here anyway, Kenton? I thought you had a bar of your own to run.
Yeah.
Well, come over and sit with us.
Oh, yes. I want to hear how Elizabeth's doing.
I don't mind, Kenton.
Okay, yeah, I'll bring the drinks over then.
I'll do you a tab for everything, Brian, yeah?
Very good, yeah. Come on then, Peggy, let's sit down.
All right.
Hey, I don't want no gimmicky grub.
No, that was only a joke.
Oh, I want traditional. Maybe roast beef and horseradish sandwiches and new season lamb ones and all. Oh, made with lovely farmhouse bread. Something easy to hold whilst they're watching the screen.
Oh, you're giving me ideas for Jack's now.
Hey, Reese were going on about Anglesey eggs for the vegetarians. You know, with Prince William being stationed there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's leeks and boiled eggs in a cheesy mash.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Hey, you should put on a traditional British pud as well, like treacle sponge.
Well, unless the weather's boiling hot. I do like a nice trifle, though. Or how about Queen of Puddings?
What's that?
Well, it's sort of meringue with raspberry jam.
Oh, yeah. But she's not the Queen, is she? I mean, not yet.
Ilona seemed nice.
I've got a lot of respect for her. She holds the family together whilst her husband moves around the country. He's a building site carpenter, sometimes working away for months at a time. Which reminds me, Brian.
What now?
Jennifer tells me you're offloading Rory onto Bridget while she's away. Is that right? Ooh.
Here we are then.
Ah, Kenton, just in time.
Oh, isn't it wonderful hearing Jolene laugh again?
Yes.
And she's looking so happy.
Oh, isn't she, though? Radiant.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.